What a nice day. I should put on some music. Aw, rats. My speaker ran out of battery.
Don't worry, I brought my radio.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Okay, kids, the car's packed up and the campfire is out. Let's hit the road.
Dad, the fire's not out. You can see it's still smoking.
Close enough.
Close enough? If it's too hot to touch, then it's too hot to leave. You could burn down this forest. Not to mention our home neighborhood. Come on, Dad, do your homework. 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans.
Did I say we were leaving? I was kidding.
Sure you were, Dad.
Are you gonna tell your mom about this?
Oh, yeah.
Great.
You're never too young to get your smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
A public service message brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, May 6th, the Be Well Fest is being hosted at Chase Gym, including activities such as rock climbing, massage therapy, yoga, dance, and more. The Be Well Fest will be happening from 12 to 4 p.m. once again at the Chase Gym. Also on Wednesday, the Empire State Service Corps will be hosting their Comfort Over Chaos event, which allows a space for students to relax, study, and refuel before finals. This will be happening from 6 to 8 p.m. in the Union Square inside on Union. On Thursday, May 7th, the Terpsichorean Dance Company has the first showing of their Spring 2026 show starting at 7 p.m. in the Goodrich Theater. More showings are happening on Friday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 5 p.m., also in the Goodrich Theater and Fine Arts. Tickets are available online. On Friday, May 8th, head on over to the Midday Music Backyard Barbecue, where you can enjoy food and music, which will be happening from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. in the Quad. On Saturday, May 9th, the Earth Festival, which is an annual celebration of sustainability, community, and environmental stewardship, will be happening from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Chase Gym. And on Sunday, May 10th, join WONY for our senior brunch and send-off happening in the Craven Lounge located in the Morris Conference Center at 1 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Hi, everybody. How's it going? Guys, this is the last ever kitchen sink ever in the history of ever, unless I end up having a kitchen sink. Well, okay. Well, yes. Last kitchen sink ever. My name is NJ. I'm your awesome host. And this is tragic and sad, but it's going to be awesome. I got lots of awesome tunes picked out for today, and I'm kind of excited. I'm being selfish. Usually, my last show of the year ends up being one for... Can you guys hear my knuckles cracking? Just a quick ASMR. Okay, sorry about that. Usually, my last show of the semester I dedicate to my parents, because this past weekend was my dad's birthday and Mother's Day. But I'm feeling selfish because this is my last kitchen sink ever. And so this one is all of my favorite songs. But still, happy belated birthday to my father and happy Mother's Day to my mom. No one else's mom, just mine. Just kidding. There's noises happening that I don't like right now. I'm going to turn the volume up on these headphones. Tuning them out. This is awesome. Okay, awesome. We have lots of cool music today. I'm actually super stoked. And I kind of just want to dive right in, so I guess maybe I'll do that. I don't know. I always say that, and then I end up talking, so I don't know. But the caffeine's kind of kicking in right now. I just had a latte at the Latte Lounge. Well, I got it at the Latte Lounge, and then I drank it in the wonderful Grant Hall. Shout out Grant Hall. Love you guys. Love Grant Hall. Why don't we start with some music? Okay, let's lock in. So, Steven Sanchez just released a new album called Love, Love, Love. How perfect, right up my alley. I've listened to it 3 times all the way through, I think, and I kind of love it a lot. It's kind of fun and upbeat, and it's going to be my album of the summer, I think. or at least of the early summer. And so, okay, crazy, okay, I'm going to get really excited here. Crazy awesomeness is that Steven Sanchez is like one of, he's an up-and-coming NJ's favorite artist. I don't listen, like, I don't know all of his music, but there's one album, what's it called? Let me find it. Easy on My Eyes, that I really like. And so, but then he has some other songs. His, one of his songs was playing while I was getting gas today, which was crazy. And anyways, so he has a song with one of my other favorite artists, Stephen Day, and it just came out on this album, and it's kind of fire, I think. I was listening to it from a more like, usually I just listen to music and I'm like, do-do-do-do-do, love this song, right? I was like actually sitting and thinking like, what do I think about this? It's kind of weird, I realized, but I still like it. But I also think I thought it was weird because I was thinking like, oh, what would like someone who was actually like interested in music think about this? But why does that matter? It doesn't. I'm the only, my opinion is the only one that matters to my music preference, awesomeness, cool. Anyways, this song called Home to Mother by Steven Sanchez and Stephen Day, two of my homies. And wouldn't it be so cool if when I go to see Stephen Day, hopefully this summer, if that's happening, I don't know if we've actually bought tickets for it yet, but he's on tour and I'm trying to go see him because he's an awesome concert thrower. But like, imagine if Steven Sanchez came out and sang with him. So anyways, this Home to Mother. I hope you like.
I was seeing colors in black and white. She walked into my lonely life.
these things all night long. Wasted on him. Was all night long. Wasted on him. You at all, or what if they ignore you? Would their fate be the same? Oh yeah, I guess. But first they face me, and I would ask them all my love wasted on me.
Hello, I'm back. That was Summer, Highland Falls by Billy Joel. I like to call him Jilly Bowl because I'm funny and awesome. What an awesome song, by the way. I've listened to a handful of Billy... Oh, wait. I'm having memories. Okay. There was a time in my life, like maybe a summer ago, where I was like, I hate Billy Joel. I don't want to hear any more Billy Joel. Because my mom plays a lot of Billy Joel in my house. And then my brother, for a period of time, was playing a lot of Billy Joel, too. And I was like, I'm over it. I'm done. We listen to, like, I feel like the same, like, 5 to 7 Billy Joel songs in my household. And they're great songs. And I quite like them, actually. I'm out of that phase. But other than that, like, I've listened to, okay, let's look. What album do I know well? The one that Vienna's on. The Stranger. Great album, awesome album. Other than that, I know like maybe 5 Billy Joel songs by heart. So like I was playing music on my Spotify one day and it was just shuffling through a bunch of random like songs you might like. And this song came on and I went, yes, I do like this song. Thank you very much. And now I love it. And it just made me cry, honestly. So that's awesome. And then prior to that, you listened to Wasted on You by Andy Schaaf, which I've had that song like stuck in my head like a couple days a week for the past month. And it just hangs out in there sometimes. So I figured I'd play it. It's from his album Norm, which is such a pretty looking album. And it was my best friend in high school's favorite album. So that's really cool. I got her the vinyl for it and she was really happy about that. So that's awesome. Music is so cool, so happy. I'm getting more curious about music. I feel like I was in an era where I was very much like, these are my favorite artists, and I love these artists, and I'm going to listen to every single thing in the world that they have for me to listen to, and I'm still kind of like that. I got my top 5, and I know most of their songs. But like, now, okay, it's because this weekend, dude, me and my friends had like 3 days straight of live music, and it was kind of super awesome. And now I'm like, wow, there's so much out there. Because Thursday we saw the Shoebills and the Coleslaw. It's not the Coleslaw, I just felt like saying that. And that was awesome. And then Friday night we saw Orange Grove and Coleslaw again. And I think that was it. But I don't remember. And then Saturday we went to the skate jam. We saw Sub Friend, and I think that was it because we had to leave. But it was kind of awesome and I had so much fun. And now I'm like, wow, I love the music. So this is cool. Anyways, this is the Kitchen Sink. Thank you everyone for joining in and listening. This is my last Kitchen Sink ever. I was kind of lying when I said this is my last show ever. I don't know if I actually said that. I am participating in Radiothon tomorrow at 6, so tune into that as well. I have no idea what I'm going to be playing. I might just sit here and talk for an hour. I don't know. So we'll see. But we still have that to look forward to. But this is like my last time here on my show, Awesomeness Kitchen Sink Awesomeness. And this was the first club I joined when I transferred here. Like I've been for like 2.5 years. That's insane. And I was, you know what? We'll get nostalgic in a little bit. Let's listen to some more music because awesomeness. Okay. This next song, one of my favorite songs ever. And I really just like, I don't know. I need to get a gaggle of people together and like sing it or something. It just brings me so much joy. And I just love the joy of sharing music with people. And like, this song is so fun that I want to share it with people and do a fun little dance or something to it. I don't know. It's called The Fountain and it's by Rain Shop. And it's my favorite song ever to sing in my car. I hope you guys love it a lot. And if you do any little dances, send me a video of them. My Instagram is Never Ending Joy.
I had another one before you found me, and it wasn't all that great, and nor was it anything that I need. And I could see you by the fountain, surrounded by friends. I bet you put the one to kill time with instead. I'm fine, you're fine, let's hang out together. Day, walk, night, fight, we could do whatever. Why do I want what can never be mine? There's something between us and you need more time. Yeah. You walk my way, I get that smile on your face. And I got some music for you that'll brighten up your day. You got this something about you that makes me feel good. Cause when you wear those cool blue jeans, I can't help but picture what you would look like without them on. I'm fine, you're fine, let's hang out together. Day walk, night fight, we could do whatever. She broke my heart, but you don't remind me. You're so different, guess I got a lot to learn. Got a lot to learn.
Staring blankly at a Gemini. Let me show you a world so free, babe. You and me, like 1, 2, 3.
To the stars aligned, said
meeting you must be a sign, cause I can still see gold even if I'm colorblind. One day fate will meet reality, and they'll hit it off like you and me. But until that day, chance encounter with you.
chance encounter with you. Oh, yeah.
That song was Chance Encounter by Penelope Road. Guys, every time I listen to that, I'm like, that's so me. Like, that's so me. I'm like a serial crusher. Like I see people and I'm like, oh my God, that's my man. It's usually men, which is tragic. I was just talking to my friends about this. But like, and then I'm just like, oh my gosh. And then like the whole chance encounter, like, I'm like, okay, like, when am I going to see this person again? And then I keep looking for them. It's really tragic, but it's also kind of funny. And I think because of that, this is really funny and I feel like really bad, but like whenever I talk to my friends, I'm like, oh, I saw my man today. I don't really have a man. There's no real man here. They're always like, which one? Because I think this semester alone, I've probably talked to them about like at least 5 to 7 people that I've seen. I've had one conversation with, and then I've been like hashtag need dat. And so I think that that song, Chance Encounter by Penelope Road, is how I feel. And it's awesome. I think it's a great song. And I think I'm awesome for living my life that way. So yeah, they went on tour, or maybe they're going on tour. I think that, oh, they're on tour now. Are they they're playing in Boston on June 12th. Is there anything closer to my house? I don't think so. New York? Oh, they're opening for the Marcus King Band. I don't know who that is. Interesting. I quite like Penelope Road. What I was gonna say something and I forget what. So that's really cool. I saw chickens today at Stewart's. So that's really awesome. I went and got gas. And then I was driving like around the back of the Stewart's. And I'm just like, huh, there's chickens. There were 4 chickens in the Stewart's parking lot. And I wanted to get out and grab them. But I have no prior experience with chickens. And so I was like, okay, I don't know if they bite or if they'll eat me or if they'll peck at me. And what if they're sharp, like their feet? So I decided to keep driving. And I think that was overall a good decision. But there were chickens, and I thought I'd share that with all of you. Yeah, so that was pretty awesome. Getting gas was evil, though. Today I have to bring my car to the mechanic. I'm reminding myself, but I'm also kind of scared. Because what if it blows up? It won't. I had a dream the other night that I was driving all my friends in my car, and like you could fully see like flames coming out of like the bottom. While I was driving, and I was like, no, guys, like, it's fine. Don't worry about it. But I think my car's fine. It's a little squeaky, but it's like 10 years old. So I feel like that's to be expected, right? It's a Subaru too. Of course it's a Subaru. Anyways, what do we want to listen to next, my friends? I feel like I'm going through my music too quick. I need to talk a little bit more. Let me think of things to talk about. I'm going to look through my camera roll and see if there's anything fun that happened this weekend that I should share with you all. Let's see. Oh, the first one is a picture of me crying. Awesome. Wait, okay. My friends and I went to Five Below and we got like blind boxes where like you open, you get like you buy the thing and then like there's one of, I don't know, like 6 or 7 or you know. You could get one of the little figurines or keychains or whatever. And we all got one. Mine was Winnie the Pooh themed. And I got King Pooh. And I'm so delighted to have King Pooh. He's kind of awesome. So that's really cool. Shout out King Pooh. What else? I don't know. Oh, there's a photo. I don't know. I can't like show pictures on here. I'm just trying to see. Oh my gosh. Okay, perfect. Awesome. I found pictures and I have stories to tell. Okay, this was Thursday. Thursday of last week. Thursday of last week, I raced 11 people because there was an event happening in the quad and they had this giant inflatable like obstacle course where you can race people and then go down the slide, and like it was super awesome. And so I camped out there and I called my friends and I said, come race me, come race me, come race me. I called like 3 people. I had a whole bunch of other friends that were there. I raced so many people. I don't know how many I won. It's not about the winning or the losing. It's about the fun that we had along the way. That's really how I felt about these races, because they were so much fun. And it was really awesome to be able to race that many people and have so much awesome fun. I still have a little bit of rug burn, I will admit, but that's okay. These are the risks that we take and like the wounds that we get from being awesome and having fun. So take that life lesson with you everywhere you go. It's about the fun. At least to me it is. If you have different values, whatever, fine. But I think it's about the fun, guys. And I had fun racing people. And there's a really awesome picture of me and my friend Connor, like, tumbling over each other. Shout out Connor, my goat. So that was really fun. I also got a new friend. His name's Humphrey, and he's a hedgehog. And I stuffed him myself. So that was a highlight from last week as well. Oh my gosh, and I got Denny's. That was really fun. I got a burger for breakfast. It was kind of brunch. But that was fun. It was really expensive. Okay, inflation is crazy. Because what do you mean a coffee from Denny's is like $5 for just like coffee? Like, it's not even like a latte or anything fancy. Like, it's just like coffee from a coffee pot. $5? That's crazy talk. That's not okay. I feel like a coffee from like a coffee place is going to be less than $5. But I like I think it's like, what, bottomless? Like, you can just get it refilled. So like, okay, I guess. Right? But like, come on. $5. And then I also got an orange juice. What the heck? It was $30 for breakfast, guys. This isn't okay. I need to stop spending money. I shouldn't expose myself like this, but I got another coffee today. I shouldn't have. I'm glad I did. But I paid with cash, so it's not real money. Okay, and one more thing. Guys, there's a movie coming out. There's a movie coming out this year, and Kit Connor's going to be in it. Oh my gosh. Kit Connor's going to be in a new movie, in a zombie movie. He's going to be in a zombie movie. I love Kit Connor so much, and he's going to be in a zombie movie, guys. I don't love zombies so much, but like, it's Kit Connor. I'm going to see this in theaters at least twice. Maybe not. Maybe once. I just love Kit Connor. Shout out Kit Connor if you're listening. Remember that time? To any of my awesome listeners that listen all the time, do you guys remember when Kit Connor called in? Kit Connor, if you're listening, you should call in again, just so the people know that we're best friends, because it's real. We are best friends. And every time I tell people this story, they look at me like I'm crazy. But like, Kit Connor truly, really did call into my radio show, guys. I'm not even joking. So I'm going to give him time to listen to that and maybe think about calling me. Kit Connor, if you're out there, please, I'm begging you. We should talk again. Okay. I'm going to play more music now. This song was stuck in my head this morning, and I went, yeah, why not? It's The Heart of Life by John Mayer, my goat, from his album Continuum, which I love very much. And I like the song. I think it's cool. So here we go. Thank you.
transition. There's things you need to hear, so turn off your tears and listen. Pain throws your heart to the ground. Love turns the whole thing around. No, it won't all go the way it should, but I know the heart of life is good. You know it's nothing new. Bad news never had silver lining. Pain throws your heart to the ground. Love turns the whole thing around. No, it won't all go the way it should, but I know the heart of life is good.
Boyfriend. just pretending. They don't tell you where it's heading. And you know the game's never ending. You lay with him as you stay.
That was Boyfriends by Harry Styles. Harry Styles. How did he get all that insider information of what it's like to date a man? Oh. Oh. Anyway. Sorry, I'm making myself laugh. Speaking of British people, Kit Connor's texting me. Let me not bring this bit back. Oh my gosh. Guys, do we want Kit Connor to come on today or come to Radiothon? I'm so dead. This is so funny. You know what? We're going to have Kit Connor come to Radiothon. I'm telling him that he's the best. I said, Kit Connor, you're the best. Kit, okay. Okay, awesome. Love you, Kit Connor. You're awesome. Super awesome. Awesome. Okay, anyways. What did he say? He's responding. 6 p.m. tomorrow. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 6 p.m. tomorrow, Kit Connor, since you're listening. Yeah. This is so funny. Oh my gosh. Kit Connor's my best friend, guys. Anyways, I was going to say, speaking of British people, we have another British person coming on because Harry Styles is British. And so is Kit Connor. But it's okay. We'll talk to him on Tuesday, guys. Don't worry. Don't worry. Tomorrow's Tuesday. Holy cow. Guys, we got 15 minutes left. I'm going the full hour today. Usually I stop 10 minutes early. I'm going the full hour because the person who's like after me is usually late. So, or not like early. I don't know. Kit Connor's texting me in British, guys. Anyways, let me lock in. I was going to say something and I forget. Harry Styles, Boyfriends, Harry's House. Oh. Harry's House. That's what did it. Okay. So when I was a senior in high school, Harry's House was like, that was awesome. Oh, it came out the year I graduated. That makes sense. So now I'm like, I wonder, oh, you know what? Yeah. Okay. I'm like thinking and talking, but they're not matching up. Okay. So like Harry's House, like I was just listening to that song and I was like, holy nostalgia. Cause like that was my senior year of high school, album. But I wonder what like my senior year of college album is going to be. I have a theory. You know what? Perfect segue. It's going to be Big Roller by Blake Ruby, but I don't know, because that's also just like my favorite album. Like I will sit and I will put that album on and I will just sit and listen and absorb it into my body and my brain and my soul. It's just wonderful. I think every single song on it is awesome. I like some more than others, you know, but whatever, that's, you know, that's what it, that's how it be. But it's like tragically heartbreaking, some of it. Like, okay, guys, I'll spill the tea right now. So like, so like August and early August, I got dumped, right? But then like November, like we kind of got back together ish for like a month and a half. And like, I just listened to this, that album. And I was like, holy cow, why is this everything? But now I'm just like, I don't, whatever. Okay. I don't know if I'm making any sense, but now it's just awesome. And it's just a great album. And everyone listened to Big Roller and it's awesome. My dad even liked one of the songs. My dad even said, add that to my playlist. It's Sean O'Hearn approved, guys. So now I'm going to play that a song from Big Roller because it's my favorite album and it's awesome. The song is called Across the Fire and it's awesome. So I hope you like it. Yes.
What am I doing?
Ready? 1, 2.
Throw it, I'll catch it. I know your worry is heavy, but honey, I'm ready. We can unpack it. Lay it all out on the bed, get off your chest. Been watching you lately, steady in the world of everyone's harbor. When you're cornered, I'll move the waves from the east to the west. Stay your request. Just leave me the porch light on, so I can carry you back to bed when I get home. Just put your lips on mine tonight, tonight. Lay it on the line. It's alright, alright. When the flames are rising and the smoke is in your eyes, I'll walk you
Isn't that song just lovely? That was Across the Fire by Blake Ruby. So awesomeness. I love that album. I think I've talked about it on every single show I've had for the past month, maybe. But that's okay. Okay, guys, we're like at our last 10 minutes, and that's really sad. Oh my gosh, don't even. I'm going to cry. Don't even. No, I have another show tomorrow. It's just not the same. It's not the kitchen sink. It's just the radiothon, which is still awesome. I think I've decided I'm going to do a fun little Whiplash show where like someone, Irene and Carlotta, they were here when I was a sophomore. They said they had a whole show like this where like they play something super mellow and then they went into like metal and like back to back to back to back. And so I think I'm going to do something like that. So that should be fun. Or maybe I'll have people call in. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Kit Connor's going to call in, guys. So, like, if you wanna hang out with Kit Connor, like, tune into Radiothon tomorrow at 6 p.m. Just a thought. I'll be there. So we'll Kit Connor, guys. Just letting you guys know. Okay, I have two songs left. I'm going to play them now. And then I'll give my closing remarks afterwards. The first song that I'm going to play is called Same Again. It's by Josh Gilligan. And I just, like, the first lyrics are perfect to me. They're so completely perfect and I love them. I just love all of Josh Gilligan's music. It's so like I have the windows open and it's spring and there's birds chirping outside. And yes, life is hard sometimes, but it's also beautiful and wonderful and I'm taking it slowly. And like, what more could you want? He probably lives in a van. I feel like he would live in a van. Maybe not. Maybe a little cottage. I don't know. But this is Same Again by Josh Gilligan with perfect first lyrics. I love it so much. I hope you love it too.
Sleeping overhead in the queen size bed, and the morning hasn't noticed you yet. In a blue Econoline line from 1989 that he knows he's never gonna forget. Is he laughing through his tears?
is laughter. In the gentle hands of his happy ever after.
And that was Sunshine by the Brummies. Guys, that was the last song I'm ever going to play on Kitchen Sink. So sad. Shout out to all my fans. Thank you to everyone that has ever listened into my Kitchen Sink show and its awesomeness. I hope you've enjoyed it. We've had a lot of fun, and we've had some really mellow and chill days too, which is kind of awesome. Shout out to all the people that have come on to my show. I know my mom has been on here, and that was really awesome. And so have some of my friends. Shout out Katie, shout out Josh, shout out Savannah, shout out to the Polycule. I feel like that's it. I hope I'm not missing anyone that's come on my show before, but I might be. Shout out to everyone that's ever called in. You guys are awesome. And yeah, shout out to our host, NJ. That's me. Not to toot my own horn, but this has been really fun. And I'm really happy that I have gotten to do this for the past like 2.5 years. So yeah, it's been awesome. It's been fun. It's been super cool. And hopefully maybe I'll be back for alumni weekend next year and the year after. Or maybe I'll forget about Woni and then I'll come back when I'm like 50 and I'm having a midlife crisis. Who knows? Thanks everyone for tuning in. You guys are so awesome and cool. And I hope you have the bestest day ever. I hope everyone has the bestest week ever. Good luck with finals. Safe travels back home or wherever you're going for the summer. I love you all. I hope dinner tonight is fantastic. Okay, catch me Tuesday, tomorrow, 6 p.m. Radiothon, where Whiplashing and Kit Connor will be here. Okay, bye, my friends. Love you.
In olive bikini bottom. Don't touch that dial. Keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
Hey, let me ask you something. Do you really know where you're getting your news from? Now, you might say you're a Wall Street Journal reader, or that the New York Post is what's got your attention. Maybe you check out Fox News to get your updates. But what if I told you that those three publications are all owned by the same company?